With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. On April 15th, 1947, the son of a sharecropper stepped to the plate for the Brooklyn Dodgers and changed both baseball and American society forever. He was Jackie Robinson.
If we're to understand what's going on in the United States in 1987, I think we have to understand and study the life of Jackie Robinson.
That's Maury Allen, author of Jackie Robinson, A Life Remembered. Allen interviewed over 200 people across the country as he researched the story of Jackie Robinson.
I felt very strongly that it was now 40 years later that this history was very important, and I didn't want to lose a lot of the people who knew Jackie, played with Jackie.
Jack Roosevelt Robinson was born in 1919 and raised in Pasadena, California, where he became a star athlete at Pasadena Junior College and UCLA. After college, he played in the Negro Leagues. Maury Allen says Dodgers general manager Branch Rickey's decision to sign a black baseball player was based on the morality of the issue, but there was also a financial reason.
Jackie Robinson was going to be a curiosity. People were going to come out to the ballpark, both white and black, black to cheer him on, white out of curiosity to see.
And Branch Rickey knew that by signing blacks, he was mining an untapped source of baseball ability.
By signing Jackie Robinson, to a great degree, he cornered the market on blacks for many years.
Maury Allen says Robinson wasn't the best black baseball player, but he proved to be the right man to break the color barrier.
Had he not succeeded in 1947, there's no telling who would have tried another black. It might have been many, many years, and there would have been a lot more turmoil, a lot more militancy about the problem.
Maury Allen's biography, Jackie Robinson, A Life Remembered, was published by Franklin Watts. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. America was two separate societies in 1947, black and white. So it was a significant event when Jackie Robinson was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers to become the first black to play in the major leagues. Maury Allen, author of Jackie Robinson, A Life Remembered, says it was no bed of roses for the black baseball star.
It was rough. It was one hate letter after another, a lot of animosity from the stands, a lot of anger from the opposing players.
Robinson was also exposed to the hate of some of his own teammates, but Jackie withstood the pressure, and he did it alone.
Every eye in a ballpark watched Jackie. Every person that supported him was concerned about what he would do. Every person that hated him for his color and wanted him to fail was concerned about what he would do.
And Jackie Robinson was under orders not to respond to his tormentors.
He would simply take this and tighten up, and you could see the veins in his neck just straining to say something.
Despite the abuse, Jackie Robinson was named Rookie of the Year in 1947.
I'm convinced that Jackie Robinson's early death at the age of 53 in 1972 was really accountable to the pressures that he underwent in those early years.
Maury Allen believes the linear progression of the civil rights movement can be traced to Jackie Robinson. One of the people Allen interviewed for the book was pitcher Don Newcomb.
Martin Luther King, the great civil rights leader, visited Don Newcomb in the middle 1960s, and he said to Don Newcomb, if there were no Jackie Robinson, there might not have been a Martin Luther King.
Maury Allen's book is Jackie Robinson, A Life Remembered. It was published by Franklin Watts. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.